our execution was poor offensively, and you know, when you can't score, you know, it just doesn't give you any momentum. But up until about the 10-minute mark, the 11-minute mark, we're the better team. We had, I don't know how many opportunities we had like that one where we had a deflection and he doesn't even see it and hits his pad, or we make a deflection, it goes wide, or hits the post. You know, I thought we were all over him pretty much that first 10 to 12 minutes. Now, and they come down, and they hadn't really done anything. They come down, they get in our zone for a little bit, and goes to the point, and then they make a play. And sure enough, they take the shot, and it's going wide, hits our defenseman's skate, and goes in the net. I mean, that, I think that was just the you know, summed up the series in a heart. And, you know, it just, we could not get a break, it seemed like, and they seemed to get all the breaks, and sometimes that's the game.
Marcus Perrier gets the goal, only his second of the season. DeSalvo again with the assist. Mercier gets the secondary assist. That made it 3-0. Bowling Green at the 13:30 mark of the second period. No other scores in period number two. We get outshot 13-8 in that second period. We did have some penalty.
Well, that's what really, up until that point, we were probably out shooting them pretty good. And and here's what I didn't like. After that, we took two bad penalties. You know, we're trying to get back in the game. So they score, and 25 seconds later, we take a penalty, you know. And you know, we got away from our game a little bit there, and I was a little disappointed in how the rest of that period sort of played out. You know, we took some penalties that we didn't need to take, and you can't take penalties when you're down 3-0 and you're trying to get back in a game. You really have to be disciplined and focused, and I think they were high sticking and roughing. You know, we're not saving a goal. You have to really take control. You know, you have to really be careful. So unfortunately we didn't, but we managed to get through the period. Luckily, only down 3-0.
So we're down 3-0, and we need a goal early, and we get one. We're on the power play early on in the third period. 29 seconds in, Reed Sturdos gets the tally.
Faceoff controlled by the Huskies. Hannah back at the blue line for David Johnstone. Johnstone slides it over. Patan with a shot. That one was blocked and sent back out to the corner. Controlled by Pietola now. Pietola will put it back to the point. Shot scores!
Well, there you go. Reed Sturdos deflecting it in, gets his eighth of the season. Patan and Pietola get the assist. Nice, pretty play on the power play.
Well, it was. We had good control, and you know, I liked their power play for the most part all weekend. You know, we had some good opportunities, and other than the fact that the couple that we took penalties on, but good puck movement, some good strength along the boards, a good wrist shot, and then you know, we talked about trying to get to the net better in this game, and Reed did a nice job. He got to the net, and nice deflection, and it was a big goal. You know, now it gets us to 3-1. And we've got really the whole period to go. We talked a little bit about the night before. There's an NHL game where a team scored 6 goals. How can an NHL team, Dirk, score 6 goals in a period on another team with the talent and the you know?
It was Anaheim, wasn't it?
Anaheim scored 6 on Colorado, which is a good team. So we talked a little bit about that. But hey, if it can happen in the National Hockey League, you know, it can happen in college hockey. You know, and I said we don't need 6. We don't need 6. You know, and that one was a big one, and from that point on, I thought we were ready to go.
So they come back, though, and score at the 2:11 mark to make it a 3-goal game again.
17:56 left to go here in the third period. Pass to the front of the goal. Williamson, a shot off the post. It hit the post and came right back out. Williamson had taken the shot, hit the post. Rebound was there, and again, nothing Copley could do.
So Copley not able to start that second opportunity there. And that, again, a couple times that weekend, we would score and give up a goal soon, and that seemed to kill us.
Well, and that's where you really have to buckle down, especially in a game like this. And, you know, we had a couple chances to clear the puck. I thought our coverage was a little sloppy, and again, we had a player in position, but he's not even looking at the guy by the side of the net. He's just standing in front by himself. So we had some individual breakdowns in this game that end up costing us. And tough goal to give up because we just had gained some momentum.
So we're down by 3 again, Coach, 4-1. And we get the break of all breaks, and something that's so rare when it comes to any level. And I guess talk a little bit about when this happened, what you and the guys were feeling like on the bench with still a lot of time left and only a 2-goal deficit.
Well, there was, and you know, we did get a break finally. You know, something good happened to us on the weekend, and from that point on, I thought, hey, maybe this is the break that really we need and to get us energized and excited. And we did have some decent chances after that, but yeah, that's one of the flukiest goals I've ever seen. But you know, at that point, we were obviously fortunate, happy to get it, and we just could not finish. And again, we had, you know, David Johnson rings one off the post on a power play shortly thereafter. We could make it 4-3, and now we're in business. We just could not, you know, like I said, other than that break, get anything going offensively or any breaks around the net.
26-22 in favor of the Falcons. 4-1 the score. They score! Sullivan put it in his own net! Sullivan shot it in his own goal, trying to clear it around the net. And the Huskies back in this game. 4-2 with 11-18 remaining. Maybe the break they needed.
Well, one of those situations where you can't believe what you just saw. They win the faceoff, and he's just trying to... He's a
lefty.
Right... Was he a left-handed
shot? Left-handed shot.
And he's on, they're on the left side dot as you're looking at the net, and... He's just trying to wrap it around the net, and his angle was just a little bit off there, and he slammed it right between goaltender Burke and the post and in the net. Nice shot.
One of the weirdest things I've ever seen, and as it turned out, they get a penalty 20 seconds later.
Right.
And here we go.
Yeah.
Game's on, and like I said, we did a great job on the power play and had a couple great A opportunities, and the one David Johnson just blows off the post. You know, it's a half inch one way or the other, Dirk, and that's really sums up our weekend. We were just off. You're just off a little bit, you know, whether inch too short or second too late. I mean, we were just off, and part of it was their team, too. They're a good hockey team.
Malcolm Gould gets credit for the goal at the 8:42 mark of the third period. David Johnstone gets the only assist on that. And, you know, so there we are down by two. And like you said, get the power play. We weren't able to get it. They get the empty netter at the 18:26 mark to seal the game.
1:48 left to go in the third period. Huskies down by a pair, 4-2. Sturros in on the forecheck deep inside the Falcons zone. Huskies not getting guys on the puck. They get it back to the blue line, cleared away. And now Burkle coming down. He'll shoot it, and he scores.
So Burkle gets the goal. That is his 10th of the season. Carpenter again on the stat sheet with another assist. He was quite possibly their best player all weekend.
Well, he was a good player. He was a consensus preseason all-WCHA player. And then he had two tough injuries. I think a broken hand, and then came back and broke his foot. And, he just never quite got going until after Christmas. And I think he's now playing his best hockey. And, I don't know if he'll come back next year. A lot of rumors said he's a highly sought after free agent, and he won't be back, but he's a good hockey player. And that's, you know, you look at their team and look at the experience they have up front. Their seniors and their juniors were their best players, and that really helps this time of year when you have that experience. And listening to Chris Bergeron after the game talking about how, you know, even on the bench, he really didn't have to say anything, or in the locker room, because these juniors and seniors have taken over, and the leadership group that they have is, you know, did an outstanding job. And that's what you need. That's what you need. You need that those players who become coaches in the locker room for you, and have been through it and have the respect of their teammates. And it was a good series, Dirk. I think that score, obviously 5-2 with an empty net goal, and it was a lot closer game than indicated. We just could not execute offensively. I think that's what it real boiled down to.
1-for-5 on the power play were both teams in that Saturday night game. Final shots, Bowling Green 34, Michigan Tech 30. Copley with 29 saves, Tommy Burke with 28 saves, and the Huskies' season comes to an end down at Bowling Green State University. Well, we have a lot more to talk about here in the second half hour of the Mel Pearson Show, including your questions. You can email them in, dj@themix93.com. Do it soon so we can get them in and ask them for you of Coach Pearson. Plus, we'll be talking about the future of the Huskies and what we can look forward to next season here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Mel Pearson Show continues.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's the furniture event you've been waiting for, presenting Flex Deals Factory Authorized Sale, going on now at Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. It only happens twice a year, and it's happening right now. Stop in to get factory authorized discounts on everything in our Flex Deal Gallery, including custom orders. With upholstered styles and your choice on thousands of designer fabrics to choose from, you'll be able to create your dream without breaking the bank. Shop the Flex Deal Authorized Sale today. take advantage of this event before it's too late. Free delivery and 12-month interest-free financing available at Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570